USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
In the headlines this hour, a big week ahead in politics with battleground states in focus as we are just 57 days out from the 2020 general election. President Trump to hold campaign rallies in North Carolina and Michigan this week. And if you believe in polls, and many of you don't after 2016, the Real Clear Politics average of polls this week finds Joe Biden ahead of President Trump by less than 3 points in Michigan. Biden's campaign apparently well aware of the math, announcing last week the former vice president will be traveling to Michigan on Wednesday. While Democrats have won in Michigan many, many times before, in 2016, President Trump turning the state red for the first time since 1988. President Trump will be focusing again on his economic message. The president's scheduled to visit Michigan Thursday. This is USA Radio News.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the coming chaos after the November elections, this will be an extremely important message. Here's why. No matter what the outcome in November, catastrophic social upheaval is a very real possibility. Here's why this is important. Listen, we all know that silver and gold have been historic hedges against the uncertain waves of social chaos and unstable currencies. But did you know that there's been times in the past, during times of extreme hardship, when Americans put another store of value above even silver and gold? It's true, open pollinated seeds have been and could very well be the ultimate store of value in the coming hard times ahead. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com to get heirloom seeds below wholesale. Visit SurvivalSeedBank.com this week and get hundreds of dollars in free bonuses. Beat the coming chaos. Beat rising food prices. But above all, don't wait. Beat the crowds by claiming your own Survival Seed Bank today.
57 days till Election Day, President Trump slamming the reporter from the left-leaning Atlantic magazine, calling him a slime ball, after he puts out a story citing anonymous sources, claiming the president called deceased or injured members of the military injured losers and suckers. The president telling reporters,
"But I think it's a shame when a second-rate magazine, I don't read it, I know very little about this magazine, but when a second-rate magazine can write things like that about somebody that's done much, so much for the military."
And President Trump tweeting, "This reminds me of the dirty dossier," which was pushed hard by John McCain and then with a thud turned out to be a total fraud. Meanwhile, Joe Biden saying,
"If these statements are true, the president should humbly apologize to every Gold Star mother and father and every Blue Star family that he's denigrated and insulted. Who the heck does he think he is?"
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
In Kenosha, Wisconsin, the domestic violence suspect who ends up getting shot in the back by police there, well, he's speaking out from his hospital bed. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the story.
Jacob Blake, who is paralyzed from the waist down, talks about pain that he's been feeling and also encourages other African Americans to change their lives for the better.
"Please, I'm telling you, change our lives out there. We can stick together, make some money, make everything easier for our people out here, man, because there's so much time that has been wasted."
The one-minute video was released through Blake family lawyer Benjamin Crump.
In USA News for Your Health now, the CDC still trying to get people to stop smoking and vaping. Here's USA Radio's John Clemens.
The CDC analyzed data on the campaign's impact on quit attempts as well as sustained quits. The lead author of the so-called TIP study is Dr. Rebecca Murphy-Hafer.
You know, TIP is effective. Our new study results show that during 2012 through 2018, the TIP campaign was associated with an estimated 16.4 million quit attempts and more than 1 million sustained quits among U.S. adults.
The TIP campaign featured people like Susan Nimoy, the widow of Leonard Nimoy, best known for his role as Spock on Star Trek. For the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.